I tend to choose northern locations for summer vacation because I like the cooler temperatures. One year, my vacation took me to a housekeeping cottage overlooking the second of the four lakes along the Connecticut River. It was located in New Hampshire. And if you're not familiar with the term housekeeping cottage, it's just another word for vacation rental. You do everything. Nobody comes in every night to clean, to make your bed for yourself. They might get clean towels a couple of times during the week, but that's kind of it. And so sometimes you eat in, sometimes you eat out. But at least once a day, we would sit on the deck, look out over the lake, and listen to the loons. Loons are fascinating birds. They have a haunting cry, a cross between the classic ghost of a horror film and the hoot of an owl, something like, ooh, mournful, lonely, mysterious, compelling. You may know that loons swim very low in the water, and that makes them really hard to see in twilight or early morning when they're most active. They dive for their food like ducks, but loons are more powerful swimmers than ducks. They can stay underwater for long intervals, and that means they may go under over here and surface way, way, way across the lake. So part of the fun is watching for where they come up again. Their plumage is, I think, unique. They have like white spots on fields of black on their backs and wings, and usually a jet black head and white underbelly, and all that just sort of plays into a natural camouflage. But as cool as their song is, as fascinating as their appearance, I find another characteristic of loons even more intriguing. Loons carry their babies on their backs. When a young loon learns to swim and find its own food, it quickly tires out, as young are prone to do, and so the adult gives the youngster a lift. Good parents are like loons. They protect their young from predators, they teach them how to fend for themselves, and they carry them when the young are tired out. When I was a child, we toured Mammoth Cave in Kentucky, and I don't know what possessed my parents to opt for the full day tour, but they did. And while my brother John and I were old enough for the trip, Jay and Jeannie were not. And so my parents wound up carrying them piggyback part of the way. Good parents are like that. Love is like that. You know, one of my favorite metaphors for someone defending his or her beloved is that of the mother bear. And that image certainly carries the protective aspect of love. But the loon carrying its young on its back, the notion of a parent carrying a child piggyback through the caves, those images appeal to me even more than the mother bear. Protection, yes, but something more. A bond that I call love, although some might challenge the use of that word when used for animals. And Jesus never uses the loon as a metaphor for God's love, probably because his audience wouldn't have had a clue what he was talking about. Loons do not come or reside in the Middle East, but it would have been fitting. the loon as an image of love. For the last several weeks, we have been hearing from 1 John, the epistle. Probably not written by the same John who wrote the gospel, but someone in his community. And week after week, we have heard him speak of love, as he does today. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. John, the gospel writer, also speaks extensively about love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Love characterizes the followers of Jesus. Love that protects the poor and outcast. Love that feeds the hungry and cares for the sick. Love that strives for justice and peace among all people. Such love grows out of a deep relationship of the follower of Jesus with the one they follow. We learn this love by observing others practicing it. Jesus, of course, who laid down his life for our sake, but also his followers who struggled to live their lives with that same self-sacrificial love. Perhaps you remember the song made popular, not by the Beatles, All You Need Is Love, but by Neil Diamond in the 70s. If not, I'm sure you know the refrain. The road is long with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where. But I'm strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. So on we go. His welfare is of my concern. No burden is he to bear. We'll get there. For I know he would not encumber me. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. If I'm laden at all, I'm laden with sadness that everyone's heart isn't filled with the gladness of love for one another. It's a long, long road from which there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share? And the load doesn't weigh me down at all. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. He's my brother. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. The love of God. The love Jesus offers us, the love Jesus invites us to make the center of our own lives is like that. Like the singer willing to carry his brother, like the parent carrying the weary young child piggyback, like the loon carrying its young when the young one is too tired to swim any further. We whom Jesus calls friends, we are to love one another like that.